The third item would be the kitchen areas. There has been quite a number of factors that is being calculated before we discuss. I'm just wondering what in this room, there should be three major sets of documents. The first set, which I will mainly rely on in this particular meeting, is an overview of the harbor fund's enhancement of the kitchen areas. That is actually consisting of tables and then three maps from plan K1 to K3 that has been circulated by Irene on the 24th of May. In relation to that, you also have two additional sets of documents, which are the inventory on no planned and proposed project at the harbor front. That consists of a table as well as five maps, plan K1 to K5. That was upon the request of call, and that has been circulated on the 27th of May for members' information to know more about the project. And also, upon the request of call, there has also been in circulation a paper called the Overview of the Land Use Framework for Victoria Harbour. This is a discussion paper as well as the PowerPoint that has been presented by the Planning Department at the Harbour Fund Commission, and that was circulated on the 27th of May too. Right. So let us look at the action area. The first one that we are going to look at is the West Carwin Cultural District Action Area. So if members can look at the table, it is over the Harbour Fund Enhancement Action Area, pages 2 and 3. You can see that under the second column, Intervention Strategies, there has already been a number of planned projects that has been proposed. And there was also a quick wins proposal on the provision of public uses and water access during the construction of WKCD. In particular, on the issues addressed, there was concern about better integration with the adjoining areas as well as better coordination of different construction works. In relation to that, the WKCDA will brief members in this particular meeting on the temporary use of the WKCD site. So there's a paper that has been prepared, and this is the temporary use of the West Island Cultural District site, paper TFH409/2011. And we now have representatives from WKCD. Yes? Actually, once we welcome the members, we would invite members to declare interest. First of all, I'd like to welcome the representatives from this West Carwin Cultural District Authority. Wong Bo Yi is the director of the CEO office. Xun Xin Long is the head of the planning department, planning and development. And Tang Wang Yi is the manager of property development. Thank you very much for coming to the task force meeting. And now I'd like to invite members to declare interest, if any, on this particular item. And I noticed that the project has declared interest. Yes, I am. I'm a member of this consultation panel. I think first of all, we have to determine whether there's a conflict of interest first. If there's conflict of interest, then we will further consider whether that decorum has been missed. So in the case of Andy, and also for Kim Kutin Smith, it seems that it's just that your company has some business with WKCDA, right?
They're the same team for conceptual and proposal.
May I now, kind of make it clear that in particular, this paper is about the temporary use. various, having placed in due fact. And so for this particular item, the sensor, definitely have an interest, because we're not talking about the conceptual design exception in this particular item, on this particular item in this meeting. Any different routes? Yes, Paul?
It's
if not, then I think basically we would consider that that's not basically a conflict of interest. And instead of asking these members not to participate in the discussion, it would be helpful if they can provide more information on this item and their views on that as well. So let's conclude this item for inviting members to declare interest. Yes, I would like to invite the representative to present the papers. So, only you're going to make a presentation, right? So, please try to make your presentation again, please.
Okay, thank you, Penny. Before we start, we just want to make two points. Number one is an apology from Dr. Andrew Chan, who should be presenting today. But he's on leave because he's attending his daughter's graduation ceremony. Secondly, this is really to update members. The information contained in this paper has not been presented to our board yet. So the board has no idea what to do this right now. Okay? Alright, so let's proceed. I'm not going to read through the paper, obviously, so I will just go through some salient points. We can look at the site, the plan, and the last page of your paper. The area shaded gray is what is available right now. Everything to the east of that is a big construction site, as you all know, because of the MTR works. So we're looking at those in the gray area, which may be useful for temporary use from now until construction works begin. Why do we want to use the land? Because there is a dire need for outdoor space, especially outdoor performance space. There was an article in yesterday's paper calling upon us, in fact, the last time to do something about providing outdoor performance space and outdoor programs. Which is why we think this is a good time to start thinking about using that site. What are we going to use the site for, or rather, at the moment, what sites are available? At the moment, I think Victoria Park is available, the Cultural Centre Piazza at times, the Art Centre space, and a little bit of garden space outside the Art Centre. I think members may know there are performances there, which are usually very, very well attended by families. And the reason why we want to do things on the site is to bring people, start bringing people to the site, and start people thinking that it's not so difficult to get to the site, and start some kind of vibrancy going, if it's possible. Paragraph 3 specifies, why we think we want to do this is to provide opportunities for outdoor performances, etc. And paragraph D says that is incubators for developing and maintaining talent. What do we mean by that? It's because when we put on outdoor performances or do other outdoor events, we hope that we will be able to engage people for venue management, technical support. We will have curators doing curation programs, and know how many people actually helping with programming of events. We will engage young people, they can act as our interns and work with conductors. And this will be a kind of training for them. With regard to programs, now what sort of programs are we looking at? These are visuals, just so they're not so boring when I'm just talking. In the past, Hong Kong has done a World Carnival, not just on the training site, which is no longer available, also in Hong Kong, which is also no longer available. At the moment, I think the contract site is available, but I don't know what's happening there. This site we put recently Under the Stars, which I think Something Under the Stars is taking place in Hong Kong. It was a happy venue last year and the year before, and we would like to bring Something Under the Stars to such if possible. Of course, we have to consider noise pollution, light pollution, and all the rest of it. That's another problem. Hong Kong Lion Dance Festival will take place this year. That's already been confirmed by LCSD. Another photo you see there is the Arts in the Park done by Youth Arts Foundation. They used to do it in Victoria Park, but apparently it's so big now that they're outgrowing even the Victoria Park, and they would love to use the West Carolina site. Let's not talk about this first. They are doing a program, or people are saying, you know, there's not enough programs for young children. Now, Sinfonietta at the moment is doing doing concerts for parents and young children, even babies. So parents will bring their babies to a concert hall to listen to a concert. They would love to be able to do this outdoors, and so they would love to come on to our site. So these are the kind of cultural programs, and there will be other kinds of programs, because we are hoping to put up temporary structures so that we can do temporary exhibitions. That's another N+. N+ is our museum plus. The plus means it's more than just a museum. But I can't speak for our museum director, so I think I'll just say that much. So we will probably do our installations, open air, and in our temporary structures. And the temporary structures will provide some kind of temporary performance space, rehearsal space, and education space for the arts groups. So that's on the cultural side. Now, we need commercial activities, because not all citizens of Hong Kong are interested in cultural events. So the people will say, if you say West Carolina, this is for the people of Hong Kong, there is nothing for me because I'm not interested in high art, I'm not interested in culture. So what is in it for me? And that is when I think, you know, we need to do family kind of events, like the carnival, which you saw before, you know, that type of event, which will really bring a lot of people on site and will bring families and will create vibrancy for the site. This will be a commercial activity. And why do I need commercial? Because we do need some income for us to maintain the site, and we're looking for financial sustainability, and we're looking for a balanced book at the end of the day. We're not looking to make money at all. And because in future, when West Carolina is up and running, we have to operate on a financial model that is a cash flow model. That means we have to balance our books, because I don't think government will give us any more money. So this is a good start for us to try and see how we balance the commercial with the arts and cultural to make the whole thing work. So this is the last slide. It's the kind of thing we think may work. Because of our waterfront frontage, a lot of these brands think that is a choice site for the events. And you'll see this long before the event actually took place on the West Carolina site, I think a year or so ago. At that time, the Lands Department, this was rented to them by the Lands Department, and they collected rent. It's a good rent, but it's not, you know, it's not enormous, and it will be sufficient for us to cover the maintenance of the rest of the site. Similarly, you know, this deal, the evaluation of is also terminal, and I'm sure they would love to join the rest of the site if possible. So, what are we going to do going forward? We will need to get a short transparency from the last department, and maybe a part of the consultation they will be coming to this commission to, you know, for comments. We need to achieve a balanced mix of cultural and commercial activities, as I just said, on the grey, you know, the coloured grey areas. Not all of them, but some of them. And we will do landscaping in other areas to so that you know, people can just come and use the site, just sit there, just, you know, do whatever they want to do. And this last slide is just to show members the site constraints that we are faced with, you know, on the face of it, the left-hand side looks like, you know, just trees and, you know, usable areas, but actually there's a lot going on underneath, and this just is a kind of, I'm not a technical person, so if anybody has questions, Derek can answer. And that's the end of my presentation.
Thank you very much, Bonnie. I think I was that way to get some comments from members. Yes, Peter?
limiting access to difficult reactors. And one of the things that we've been looking at is the interface between land and water. And this could be a very useful opportunity, I think, to waterborne access to West Carolina. I think every time we're going to have to address this could be a useful time to test it. What we think on this particular panel is very isolated, and obviously access by water would be one option and one opportunity. And it seems to be a pilot to test that particular idea would run very well with what we see on this panel. So that's a suggestion for Michael. Thank you.
Thank you. So,
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. I just wonder if it is possible for cultural activities in a way that a different set of race can be smashed, because half of all this area is meant to be for the cultural activities. So and it's meant to be incubated for the contemporary artists. So I think this is a really good chance for cutting artists not being really like famous artists. So then I use this place just to try and look and see, and these people, they can bring a lot of people, especially young people to this area. And I don't think they can afford really like hard race because they don't really have a name in the industry. And also, I think, I agree with Peter, and I understand from there is going to be a great along the waterfront. I'm just wondering if it is possible to start planting trees, because it takes time to have to for the trees to grow. And then also, by the time, usually landscaping is the last thing to do in a big forest. And so, when the colors are all ready, then you have these really cool looking trees, really like a small trees. So I think it is not good. You can identify the area that is going to be used for permanently as the park. And I just wonder if it's possible to start planting trees. So by the time it takes 7 or 8 years, and by the time the trees will be mature enough, and also that area is very hostile, I think to understand a few times. And trees, could help, soften the environment. And also, it will really make the area more attractive. I think we will come to the second half questions. Otherwise, I think representatives don't have time to address all the issues. Okay, yeah, thank you. From the team, why is it that the concrete use is not really to the waterfront in terms of this area and space? And then secondly, in terms of the definition of the time and what is this concrete use would be consideration of making it long for use. And then the access to the area, which is very important issue for the Peter and Nick. I also suggest that how you address this issue of landscaping, planting of trees, and the possibility of differential pricing for different purposes, especially for cultural related issues. And finally, I think Nick has raised a very important suggestion there is whether you would consider some coordinated efforts with the Health Plan Commission to get this from your response, please.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, members. Before I answer the last question first, of course, we would like to get your help from the Health Plan Commission. Many collaborations would be most welcome. Which then brings me to the point about water access. That is, of course, a very touchy thing. As far as a lot of people is concerned. And if the whole of commission is in support of this, then of course we are ready, willing, and able to explore that, because common water access will really help many people to the site. Because at the moment, it's not that difficult. Actually, another member raised the point about access.
Can you see the pointer?
Okay. Do you know what element is? I have actually tried to get to the site from London Oriental and Central walking. So from London, walk over to Hong Kong Station, took the MTR, went out to Collins and walked to Collins. 27 minutes, and I had a pain in my foot, really. So I was not walking very fast. And I got back to the top of the second museum. I got to the top of the site, yeah, couldn't touch. The steps going up, and then you walk across the bridge, and then you go back down, and it's not very nice, but you can do that. Having said that, we will need to solve that, obviously, if we were going to, if we're thinking of bringing lots of people onto the site. But water access, I think, will help us solve major problems, access problems. Okay, timing. Because of all the external works, we will not be delivered to the site until 2013 to 2014. So our plan is to use this bit on the west until 2013-2014. With regard to landscaping, maybe conflicts of interest, because we will be using consultants to help us. They start thinking about landscaping, just start the temporary use. Part of the site, we will want to start thinking about landscaping and planting trees. Just like the member said, trees take a long time. But despite Foster's saying it's in a great park and all that, the Western Water Tunnel people have warned us, you do not plant trees on top of our tunnel, or at least not big trees. So there may not be as many trees as shown on Foster's conceptual plan. It's also only a conceptual plan. Okay, so
we'll have an answer.
Yes. Okay, we haven't been to the board yet. I think the board will agree that we may not even charge for cultural activities. Because it is not, like I said, it's not our intention to make money. And this is only a temporary site, it is only an open piece of land. So if groups, cultural groups would like to come out and do things, chances are, the programming will have to be very well scheduled. But we do not intend to charge. We will only charge something for the security and the management, but not, the rental as such.
Okay. So, let us
take the show. Yes, that's the reason for the thing on Mr. Wong's talk. Yes, you can see on this site plan that those of the rental area would be directly away from the existing block area. Gandhi has explained because of the historical work on both. And having said that, we are also now looking or working very hard with the NKRC and D, looking some site can be squeezed out from those areas so that we can also have something happening there for the site.
country information. And I think people from the urban designers and architects actually can give us also more suggestions on, you know, please get these exclusive and go so deep, okay, and we'll find this one. Can we get a second round of questions? Yes, Anna?
Point of interest. You mentioned about various mix between commercial and also cultural activities. And I was wondering what you mean by those kind of mix. Do you have a certain formula that you go by, like, you know, 70% commercial, 30% public activities, or do you have those details yet? Or it's just something in your mind? But I guess you need to really tie in with objectives that this is serving the poor people.
Thank you.
Because of the audio.
services already committed to different departments or parties. I think we need to have more holistic approach or even managing the temporary use of these buildings. Typically, most of these areas actually 20 to 40 years once the construction plan is facing this the city plan. Actually, it's putting the umbrella of the PCDA. I think that we can actually even imagine a more sort of progressive transformation from temporary use to permanent use. Particularly growing trees and establishing all these facilities progressively. If we need to clear all those they call physical constraints, I think it's time for us to actually let the authority have a holistic management and review the whole area rather than just leave it like this and it's going to be very incompatible if we look at these and try to make use of these pieces of land for real long-term meaningful use, even in some cases. Yes, the team didn't really respond to one of the main points in the previous question, which is precisely what is the interface between what they're proposing here and what is happening around the waterfront. There's about 2 kilometres of waterfront, all currently extrapolated further, and I completely agree with those points. We have made comments before 7 months ago about the very poor quality of this waterfront landscape, and I can't see why. We're not looking at holistically at the same time. I said we didn't get a reply on what we're regarding as temporary, is it 2 years or 10 years? I mean, these are pretty long periods, and it would allow us to put in reasonably substantial facilities, including temporary factories and restaurants and so on. Ample space to do this, and I would have thought that these things were actually in practice. Not only attracted other people, they were compliments in the temporary uses of their own being.
I think just very quickly, the answer was temporary until 2013, 2014. Yes.
Particularly in terms of the waterfront areas, I would have thought that the catchmancy would be anything like so early. Of course, if you're looking at this whole area, then plus it, you're simply would be coming into the consideration. I mean, that is really up to you. I mean, to be coordinated, and that is one reason why West Kowloon Authority should be the authority that's actually looking at this particular issue and not other departments. So just don't get overwhelmed by all these opportunities, all in this maybe there is in these recommendations. We look at the temporary use at the same time, taking a holistic view of how to migrate from these meaningful opportunities to more premium use conditions. I think it is one has to go with the conditions to the district.
Thank you. So I understand that the response from the team, in particular, I think Ivo's concern is a valid one. Kind of what's the major activities that you want to have, on this piece of land, because one of these main principles is looking at enjoyment, so that's I think is a high concern for this aspect. The second thing is about there's been a lot of good news suggestions as to about the integration and the management of the different pieces of land that is shown on this particular site. In particular, we want to see your response on whether there's some overall management and to conduct a more holistic review kind of approach in the over time to work towards the foster concept. And in particular, can you also address to Peter's comments on this waterland interface in particular? Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Not from the island interface. You're talking about the access? Access. I think,
I mean, it's all these companies.
Okay, you can see the color. Actually, this, the gray areas are the areas where activities can take place, right? But other areas, in fact, when we take it for continuity, I think the tenancy will include all of this, right? But the moment I think there's a stretch of the loom now, the lease will end in mid-March of 2012. So that will take, when we get the tenancy of the site, it will include that's a tenancy. And I think we will tell them, that will take them back for our own use. With regard to the rest, this site will become available. So this is a primary thing. All that will is primary thing. I think we, this is where the intention, we intend to do landscaping so that the public can come in and use, update the holiday, daytime, overlap area. And then the branding events will go, along here somewhere as well. And this is where the water access, I think, realizing that water access is very crucial. And now that Horizon Commission is open to the idea, we will definitely explore. What else do I have to address? The Hong Kong Beginners Festival, and want to do something, and like I said earlier, Central Under the Stars, North Arts Foundation, the Fantastic Creativity has come to us to do an event that make a difference, which is, they've come after 2 years already, and this will hopefully, part of the program can come on the West Island site. All to do with children, or youth. We will want to do Chinese at some point, there's a noise in here. Boston Opera, outdoor performances, dance, and other music performances. So there are two that need to come in. So this is the cultural aspect. For the commercial, we really do not need it. The part of the carnival is a huge possibility. Because that talent, potential talent, will be able to level the site for us and bring in utilities like the water, electricity, and all that, because we don't have money for the infrastructural work. And we feel like we're bringing a territory and all that. And using that, we have a negotiation, they will not want for us for others to use. So, that's all in the pipeline, and the board does not know it yet. So, we're just talking.
Thank you. I think if there's no additional questions, I think I would like to yes,
I just want to remind you before the closing there are other issues related to the cultural district and the list and these temporary use. Can you remind us when will you come back to this commission? If you can ask a question to the chair, when this commission will be asked to comment on the designs going forward. There's not just three designs, and that's of course my opinion, not our opinion. But if I compare three designs, the most exciting design in terms of work plans will be the other two. And this one is the least exciting work plan. This one has a tall mountain of trees. The tall mountain design had all kinds of different pieces as well that comes into the ritual design. So if I had made a choice in terms of purely from a looking point of view, I would have chosen one of the other two, not this tall mountain design. That's why the emphasis is going to get a brief from the district before we can't go and do the reiteration of the design. So will there be an opportunity for this commission to give input on how the final waterfront is going to be shaping up and what we like to see and what we thought was keeping you to and
to come back to us in the next meeting, and
in particular to deal with the different inputs on the different layers. Thank you. Well, in this case, I think I would like to conclude this particular item. I see two things. The first thing is that I can see from members coming as well as, you know, what we have from the power planning guidelines. So in principle, the Harbor Plans Commission is strongly supporting the use of such, you know, harbor use of areas for outdoor activities, and because this is in support of harbor planning guidelines in particular to have the sites available for public enjoyment as soon as possible. And then secondly, the Harbor Plans Commission also wants to actively explore water access to the site in particular, like the pier, and to see more coordinated efforts with other departments on land access as well as on landscaping. Thank you very much for taking your time to us. Yes, your response, you can.
Just as a question, we have more than one pier. It's a big piece of land.
The only thing is a non-recognition. I think we should be open, you know, for proposals. Thank you.